Navigator. What's a navigator? And I don't mean the Lincoln navigators that people are driving around. You know, navigation is so important. Knowing where you're going, being directed in the right direction. I tell you, Jason didn't know what I was preaching on this morning, but the song that he picked there right before the lesson, as well as the invitation song, both wonderful selections. He had no way of knowing how good they were when he picked them. But they fit just perfectly. Because we've been talking about friends. And one of the biggest things that a friend can do for you is give you some guidance, isn't it? Help you navigate your way. That's such an important thing. And as we think about navigators, we think about those people who direct us and guide us and help to lead us in the right direction. You know who those people are in your life. Now, we also understand that when it comes to navigators and guidance, sometimes we get the wrong guidance as well, don't we? Some people lead us the wrong direction. And so it's important for us to be careful not to get to following the wrong crowd or to following the wrong advice. We need to understand, of course, that in order for guidance to be proper guidance, it's got to come from God. It's got to come from the source of all guidance. Navigators are the friends who give you advice and keep you headed in the right direction. You go to them when you need guidance, and they talk you through the pros and cons until you find the answer. You know, sometimes we need to weigh things. You know, sometimes with the choices we have in life, there are clear right and wrongs. But then sometimes with the choices we have in life, they're just choices. They're just, neither one's necessarily right or wrong. They're just things that, I might want to do this and I might want to do that. And it's good sometimes to have somebody, to be with you and talk you through it and say, well, if you did this one, what would the results be? Where would that lead you? And if you did this one, where would the results be? What would that lead you to? And you can compare the two then. I know Dawn and I had to sit down and work through that together when we were making our decision about whether to come here to Butler to work with you or not. You know, we had tried out at some churches and this one has this good points about it, and this one has this good points about it, and this one has these negative points, and this one has these negative. And you have to, sometimes you just have to weigh those things out and see, well, which is the best path to take? Because sometimes it's hard to know what the end result of taking that path is going to be. I know one of the most frustrating things, as we were on our vacation this last month, the most frustrating things in the area around Charleston where we were was their road signs just weren't very good. And it was very difficult to find what we were trying to find. And then, of course, you also deal with in those big city downtown areas where, this road's one way this way, and this one's one way that way, and that one's one way that way, and that one's... And you never can get where you want to go. Because that one's one way. I can't turn there. And that one's, I can't turn there. And you wind up having to go around five or six blocks and all sorts of places to find what you're looking for. But if we'd have had you've heard of maybe the little TomTom Go that they advertise that tell you, take a right turn here and go three blocks and take a left turn here. That's a navigator, isn't it? They have another one, I think, called the Magellan Roadmate. Or something. Of course, Magellan, famous for his going all the way around the earth in a ship, the first one to do that, and so they named it after him. But I think about those things and how important those things are. Now, if you had a TomTom Go or a Magellan navigator that was giving you directions to get somewhere, if someone had input the wrong information into that machine, it would give you the wrong advice. And you'd wind up lost. Same thing being the case with a map. If the person who drew the map put the wrong information on the map, you'd wind up in the wrong place. if someone gives you directions and they give you the wrong direction, you're going to wind up in the wrong place. I remember when we were in school, Dawn and I were going to one of the function that someone was having, a party at their house, and they had written down the directions. And one of the directions on there was, go over a mountain. I thought, well, that ought to be pretty easy to spot. I mean, a mountain, you know when you go over a mountain. So we're driving, and you know how the countryside is here in Alabama, that up one hill and down the next, and over hill after hill after hill, and I'm looking for this mountain. And we never saw a mountain. There was one hill that was just a little bit higher than all the rest of the little hills that we were going over, and that was the one, I guess, that they called a mountain. Sometimes the right terminology or having an understanding of the terminology that's used can help. Now, I grew up in Colorado where they have real mountains, so I was looking for something a little bigger than a 40-foot hill that I had to go over. But we've got to think about sometimes these things as we are looking to be navigated. In a difficult situation, you need a navigator by your side. They help you see a positive future while keeping things grounded in reality. Anytime you're at a crossroads and need help making a decision, you can look to a navigator. They help you know who you are and who you are not. They are the ideal friends to share your goals and dreams with. And when you do, you will continue to learn and grow. When you ask navigators for direction, they help you reach your destination. Doesn't that sound like a good friend? That's a good friend that can do that for you. As we think about these navigators, as we think about being navigators for others perhaps, an opportunity to lead someone else in the right direction and help them when they come to a crossroads in life or when they come to a split in the path and have to decide what to do. But you know, just because you have the information doesn't necessarily mean that people will come to you for it. People will go to the person they trust, not necessarily the person who has the best information. And that's one of the saddest things that we see, is that sometimes people trust the wrong people. And they go to the wrong people for advice. They don't go to the one who has the answers. Instead, they go to someone that they've just always gone to. And so they get the wrong advice. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 16, here the apostles are sitting and they're thinking about Judas, and it says, "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus." You know, that's kind of a sad commentary about Judas. Of course, most of the things that are said about Judas are not complimentary. I can't think of a single good thing that's said about Judas in the Bible. It said he was a thief. It said he was a traitor. Jesus said it would have been better if he'd never been born. And here the apostles are after Jesus' death and resurrection, his ascension back to heaven, and they talk about Judas and they say he was the guide to them that took Jesus. What a sad thing to think that you were the one who guided people the wrong way. And yet, so many times in the religious world today, there are so many who are doing that very thing. They are guiding people the wrong way. Guiding people away from Jesus. Guiding people toward destruction. What a sad thing that is. Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon talks about how important guidance is and how dangerous it is if we forsake that guidance that we should be following. He says in chapter 2 and verse 11, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." And then he talks in the next few verses about one of the things that will keep thee from. And then in verse 16 he says, "It will keep thee to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Here was a woman who had been brought up in a covenant with God, had been taught that how important that relationship with God was, but she had forsaken that guide. She had forsaken the guide of her youth. And we think about some of the kings that ruled over Israel. We think about some of the, well, we think about Hezekiah. We think about David. We think about Solomon. We think about Saul sometimes, perhaps. We may think about Josiah. But one of the ones that I think of when I think about this navigating is Joash. Now, you may not be real familiar with Joash. Joash, like Josiah, became king at a very early age. And when he became king at that very early age, there was an older mentor, an advisor, if you will, who guided him in the ways of being king. And for several years, he was one of the best kings. He got rid of the idol worship, and he tore down the places where they had worshipped the idols, and he got rid of all the false prophets and those kind of things. And he was doing a good thing. But then, Jehoiada was his name, that was his advisor, died. And after Jehoiada died, Joash started getting his advice and his guidance from the wrong people. And he went backwards from all of the good things that he had done and went back to doing all of the bad things that the people were doing before that. That's sad, isn't it? To think about that he was on the right road. He had been guided correctly, but then he got the wrong information. He got the wrong guidance and went the wrong way. It's important for us to get guidance, but it's equally as important for us to get the right guidance. We read in Acts chapter 8 a little bit ago in the scripture reading that Nick read for us about the Ethiopian eunuch. And here he was riding along reading, and he was, I don't want to say lucky, but he was blessed. He was blessed that the person that he asked for advice and for guidance was someone who knew the truth. Now there were a lot of people at this time who certainly wouldn't have given him the right answer. So when Philip comes up to him and says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he says, "How can I unless someone guides me? How can I unless some man guides me?" And while that's so very true that he couldn't understand it without someone guiding him, what a dangerous situation that is. Because it's very possible that the person who guides you may guide you in the wrong way. He was fortunate in that he was speaking to one of the disciples who knew the interpretation of this scripture and who, you know, we can't say it was luck because the Spirit had led Philip to be there at this time, had told him to go down this road. But, so it wasn't just a coincidence. It wasn't just luck. But how many people are there in the world today who go seeking guidance and they see a pastor or a reverend and so they go and ask him some advice? How, I don't understand this verse. Explain it to me. And that person leads them to the wrong understanding of the Scripture, to a misunderstanding of it. We need to be sure that as we seek guidance, we're seeking guidance from God's Word, and that when we do have a lack of understanding, that we get our information from those who know it best. Now, none of us as human beings today will ever have all the answers. We won't know it all. There have been several times where someone has come to me and asked me, "Well, what about What about this? I just don't know. I wish I could answer that for you. I don't know. And we have to be honest when we don't know. Some people will look down on us and say, well, you claim to be a Christian. You ought to know. You're supposed to know. But the fact of the matter is, just being a Christian doesn't mean we know everything. Now, you know, Philip and the apostles were led by the Spirit to be able to know the right answer, to say the right thing. All we can do is look to the Scriptures as best we can, study them and understand them ourselves and help to guide others in that way. But we don't know all the answers. We don't know everything. Is to have someone else to ask for that guidance. No matter how wise we are, it seems that when we come upon a difficult decision in our own lives, we need someone else. There's something about being able to look at a situation from the outside that helps you have a better perspective on it than when you're in the midst of the situation. I think about that when I read Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. Jeremiah says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. You ever been somewhere, maybe in a crowd of people, maybe you're in the parking lot looking for your car after you've been shopping, and you can't see it anywhere because you're in the midst of it. You got to be looking around, and you can't see over those big vans and SUVs. Sometimes you need a different perspective. Sometimes you need some help in guiding you in the right direction. Think about that as well with the college football season coming, to the bowl games that are coming up in the next few weeks, and the NFL football season coming toward the playoffs in just a few weeks. And I think about how many times people who are watching a game on TV, and they look at that quarterback, and because the camera's way up, and they get this whole, and the quarterback can't see the guy. Oh, he's wide open. Why doesn't he throw it to him? But we forget that that quarterback's standing down there with 10 guys that are 6'7" all around him. And he can't see as clearly, not to mention that 5 of those 10 guys are trying to knock his head off. You know, being in the middle of a situation like that makes it a little more difficult to see clearly the path that you should take. And the same thing with a running back sometimes. He runs right into a crowd of people. You're like, oh, there was a big hole over here. Why didn't he go over there? But see, being in the midst of something makes it harder to see. And that's why it's important sometimes to have somebody who's above the situation looking down on it. And you can see things so much more clearly. And that's for us to look to God. To look to Jesus for our guidance. Throughout the Bible, it's spoken of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all of the Godhead as being a source of our guidance. Psalm 32 and verse 8, God says through the psalmist, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now you think about how important that is. As we're going through this maze called life, and we can't see where those paths are going to lead, how important it is for God, who can look down from above and see it all, to guide us with His eye. How important it is for us to follow Him. We may look at the things that God has said and we say, that doesn't seem right. That just seems too hard. Or that doesn't seem like it will lead me where I want to go. It seems like if I do that, I'm going to make some people mad. Or it seems like if I do that, I'm going to have this problem or that problem or whatever the case may be. But we need to trust that God can see the end result better than we can. We need to, of course, realize that our source of guidance today is the Word of God. Jesus said to the disciples in John 16 and verse 13, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." The Spirit guided the apostles. He guided the early church, and He guided them to write these things down for us so that we could have the guidance that they had. If you're here this morning, perhaps you haven't been following God. You haven't been letting Him guide you. You've been going to all the wrong sources for guidance. Or perhaps you've not been a good guide for others. Maybe you haven't helped lead others to the right direction. You know, one of the greatest services that we can render to God in being a friend for Him is leading others to Him. Being a navigator for others. Keeping them going the right way. If you haven't been doing that, if you haven't been leading others to Christ, if you yourself have been led away from Christ by those who would claim that they know how to go, but who are leading you contrary to what the Bible teaches. If you're here and you have a need to respond to the invitation, we ask that you do so as we stand and as we sing.